Well, good evening, everyone. This is the first Cowboys radio show for the year. My name's Trash. I'm by myself. Pie's abandoned me. I don't know where Pie's actually gone. I think he's gone away for the week or something. I think he talked about his anniversary week or something like that. So he's gone away for a week. So I'm running it all by myself. I do am in the remarkably reliable hands of Marcus here from Radio Carrum, who's helping out, twiddling the numbers, pushing the buttons and making sure that what we're talking about comes through loud and clear. So welcome all to the first Carrum Cowboys footy show for the year. We've got our first game this week. We're at home where the over 50s play Essendon and the Supers and the Masters play Morty Alec. So to kick things off, we've had an interesting first selection night. We've had all sorts of different things about sponsors and what the attitude of the year should be around the club, footy for fun, all that sort of thing. But we also had an address from a mate of mine called Matt Cronin. Now, Matt and I have been mates for many, many, many years. And about 12 months ago, I was talking to Matt about all things football, all things Tigers, because he's a very smart Tiger man. So, good evening, Matt.
Good evening, Trash.
So, yeah, we're Tiger men.
Yes, good Tiger men, and also Heatherdale boys as well.
Yeah, so we played junior footy at Heatherdale, and then we met up again at work and kept in touch. And one week I was talking to Matt about all things football, and Matt was very excited. His two boys were having their first senior game together for the Bears out at Lower Plenty. And we were talking about, like, we were talking the good old Richmond days of Burt Barrett Clay. And then we were worrying whether it was going to be Cronin, Cronin, Smith, or Smith, Cronin, Cronin, or Cronin, Smith, Cronin across the back line. And then, unfortunately, within 4 days or so, Matt unfortunately had to turn life support off for one of his sons. So, for his youngest son called Pat. So, just you spoke to the boys before, Matt. You could hear a pin drop.
Yeah, you could, Trash. And, thank you for the opportunity to come down and talk to the Cowboys. As you mentioned, it was, a parent's worst nightmare. We had the highs and the lows. 16th of April last year, we had the highs of the two boys playing together. 48 hours later, we turned the life support off on Pat after he was cowed, punched, just helping a mate out on Saturday night.
Yeah, and for legal reasons, we can't go into all the details, but all we know that you lost your son from a stupid act, basically.
Absolutely. You know, what we say, you know, I think I'm allowed to say this, is that, Pat went out on a Saturday night and he didn't come home.
Exactly. And as a parent myself, you just can't put yourself in that situation. That's the biggest thing I found with Matt, that what himself and Robin, his wife, I know Robin from when we worked together, and their two kids, Emma and Lucas, to go through what you've gone through is amazing. And I suppose what the Pat Cronin Foundation that you've set up in Pat's memory for is hopefully stopping it happening. I mean, it will happen again, but if it only happens once more, that's better than twice more.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, the aim for us is to stop this happening. At the end of the day, you know, what's happened to Pat was an act of violence.
Yep.
We've got to do our best to stop violence, reduce violence. We'll start somewhere and we'll keep going until we achieve the goals that we want to achieve. So so every dollar we've set up the foundation, we're a registered charity, fully tax deductible. Every dollar that we raise will go towards meeting our aims. And as I said, our first aim is to honour Pat. We want people to remember his name in the future. You know, he was a smart young kid, 19 years of age. He was a good footballer, but he was also a smart kid studying at uni.
Who was better? Pat or
I'd hope Lucas isn't listening to this.
Lucas so, won't be listening.
As I said, I think the combination of the two together almost gives the perfect footballer.
So it's the Phil and Jimmy Cracker. We're not going to put one above the other.
A little bit like that, but you know, Pat had that what would I say, stupid courage.
Yep.
Pat was skin and bone.
Yep.
He was probably 72 kilos wringing wet, 6'1". Played on the halfback flank. Lucas probably weighs in now at about 85 kilos, also plays on the halfback flank.
Yeah, okay. So
so the first game, they actually interchange with each other for the first half.
Cronin for Cronin.
Cronin for Cronin. Cronin off, Cronin on. And then
Was that a tactic to confuse the opposition?
Oh, I think it
Who's
might have
Cronin?
Been. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that, you know, Pat's now forever known as the number 12.
Yep.
The foundation, our symbol there is PC12. Pat Cronin, PC, and number 12 is his jersey.
Have they retired the jersey?
No, it hasn't been retired. In fact, Lucas now wears number 12.
Oh, okay, so Lucas will carry
he swapped over, which is a really terrific thing for him to have been able to do for his brother.
Yeah. So the foundation's set up for raising awareness.
Yep.
that sort of thing. So it's got it's got its own website, the patcronin.com sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's www.patcroninfoundation.org.au.
Okay.
And there's also a Facebook page, which again, just search under Pat Cronin Foundation on Facebook. And look, it's a terrific site in terms of sending a positive message.
Yep.
Very much about people remembering Pat, sending stories. You know, tonight, wrapped to see, there'll be a picture on our Facebook page a little bit later of all the boys, Carrum Cowboys, wearing their wristbands.
Yep.
We've had pictures from all around the world.
That's right.
So, in fact, we've covered six continents.
Yes.
There is a seventh continent. And
no one's been down there yet, though, have they?
We've got reliable report that someone is on the way back.
Oh, that's good.
So we believe that they've got to get back before winter, otherwise they're going to be snowed in for the year.
Yes.
But there's a picture coming back which I believe may have an emperor penguin in the background.
I was going to say, wearing a wristband would have been... That would have been a coup.
Yeah. We did try... The one that we did try to get was the priest we came to know through, you know, who did Pat's funeral.
Yes.
Father Michael actually went over to Rome.
And the father, the Holy Father, wasn't going to wear a wristband?
We tried that, but he wouldn't get close enough. I think the Swiss guards wouldn't let him get close enough.
They have fantastic uniforms, those Swiss guards.
So we have got a nice picture of Father Michael in St. Peter's Square with his wristband on.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good. But you could always approach Mr. Trump.
Well,
maybe negative exposure of Mr. Trump, and he'd probably tweet something silly about it anyway. So, that's good. Yeah. We commend people to go there. It's all about likes. How many likes are you up to?
We're up to about 10,500, 10,600 likes, and that's all just happened with grassroots. We know that the foundation and Pat's story is getting a lot of coverage.
Yep.
And yet we still haven't given an interview.
That's right, because you've got the committal trial coming up in a month or so, and then that just starts through Supreme Court. So there'll be stuff in the paper about it,
no doubt.
Yeah. Because it was huge news at the time.
Yeah. Our biggest challenge right at this point is in 2 weeks' time. So just short of 2 weeks on the 18th of April, that's Pat's anniversary.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to get through that.
Tough day to get through.
It will be. But look, we'll do it in the way that we've done everything so far, which is we've got to celebrate a life well lived.
Mm.
The tragedy of it is it's a life cut short.
That's right.
You know, unfulfilled potential.
That's right. And talking with some of the boys after you spoke, I think about half a dozen all wanted to come and say, well, come to our club. So that's what you really want to do, don't we? You want to get the message out there as much as we can to as many clubs as possible.
We've got to talk to young men.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, it is a young men's problem. So we've got to talk to those sorts of groups and do what we can do to prevent these sorts of acts happening again. So, again, you know, the foundation, every dollar, education, awareness, research is what we're going to be all about.
That's right. Yep. And the Cowboys have all got wristbands. They all took wristbands, and you'll see that in the photo if you go to the Facebook side of the Patrick Cronin Foundation Facebook page.
Yep.
And you've got to wear your wristband on game days, because if you don't have your wristband on, we're going to fine them. And all those fines are going to go to the foundation.
Fantastic.
And knowing many of the Cowboys, their memory skills sometimes fail. So I'm sure we'll be able to attract.
If they're like any other footy club, the wristband will be the last of the things that they forget, because I'm sure they'll forget their boots, their shorts. We're wearing home or away shorts today.
Oh, we only have the one shorts. We don't have the away strip, and we don't have a clash strip.
Very good.
The smart ones would put their wristband in their footy bag.
Yes.
But
find their footy bag, though.
Yeah, but we won't let them know that too early. So hopefully we can raise some money through the year that way as well, that we can flick across to the foundation.
That'd be brilliant. Yep.
So thanks for your time, Matt. Matt's come all the way from Eltham. He passed the border guards at the Yarra that we often talk about to come down the hill. It's all uphill back.
It is, yeah. Unfortunately, the fuel economy won't be quite so good on the way back.
No.
Really appreciate the support of the Cowboys and yourself personally, Trash. Thanks, mate.
No worries. Thanks, Matt. We'll catch you later.
Cheers.
See you later. So that was Matt. As I said, great for him to come down and talk to the Cowboys. And I said you could hear a pin drop when Matt was talking about his situation. So we don't want it to happen to anyone. I've just seen Matt WhatsApp, but that's right. We don't want to see anyone in this situation. So it's as much as we can to keep it front of mind so we know exactly what our kids are doing. But the kids know what they're doing. We want them to know that it's one stupid act that, in Matt's case, has ruined two families. Ruined Matt's family, and unfortunately it's ruined the other person's family. So as long as people know, and we're getting a photo opportunity here, so as long as people know... Oh, we're pausing for the photo because you're nothing worse than talking mouth in a photo. There we go. Marcus has taken the photo. It's getting that message across that Matt often says, Pat was in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's the wrong thing at any time. So that's the message you want to get through. So if anyone's listening to this and can think about it, you can get Matt's contact details. As I said, we'll speak anywhere to anyone, basically. Not every night, I don't think. I think Robin might want you home once a week or once a month or something like that. But certainly we want to get that message out. So once again, thanks, Matt, for coming on down. Now, I've got to get the attention of Towner, who's over the other side of the room, and I might point Matt at Towner because Towner's in the white shirt over there. If you can point Towner this way. Yep, Matt's found him. So Towner is our 50s coach, and he's going to come over here and talk about the 50s. As I said, the 50s take on Essendon this week. And first game of the year. And I don't think the Cowboys in any division have beaten the Essendon. In the years, we didn't play Essendon in the first 2 years. We first met Essendon in the Premier League and they belted us by 20 goals and they played arrogantly and never gave us a chance and didn't try drop kicks and were rotating off the bench when we didn't have a bench and all those sort of things. And then we came out of the Premier League, so we didn't have to play Essendon. And then the 50s team got up and we had to play Essendon. And to say they stretched the rules last year when we played them over at Windy Hill, which was a great ground to play on, would be a bit of an understatement, wouldn't it, Towner?
Yes. I'll be a little bit diplomatic here, but yes, yeah, they did. They sort of stretched the runner's job to the max, I must admit.
So. Yes, because a runner actually becomes a player, don't they? They think that's how the interchange rules work over there?
For them it does, yes, very much, yes. So I'd just like to say to all our listeners, welcome to the Carrum Cowboys 2017.
Yep.
Season. So, yes.
We're up and ready to go. We've got some new blood this year.
Oh, very much, mate.
Some players have got old, that means.
Yes. Yes, I think there's about five of them in there.
There's five new ones.
And I'm just looking at Trash's phone down there. He's got the side up and somebody's knocked me board off. So
That's why I went and took the photos, because Danger Smart. Runs away and gets home. So I've taken a photo of each of the teams just in case.
So we've got a very young over 50 side this year, so which is good. I think I'll just sort of rattle them off and you can help me here, Trash.
Yes, let's see if you can go from memory. You might. Oh, well, you haven't got your glasses, have you? You can't read
I'll go by memory. DJ.
DJ, first 50s game. DJ turned 50 yesterday and it's his 50th game, so that must be a sign.
So 50-50 and back pocket.
And back pocket in the defensive 50.
Yes.
We'll keep him back there. Yep.
Fitzy.
Yep, Fitzy.
Peppy.
Now, Pepe played a couple of games last year, didn't he?
Yes, yes. I think he got injured a couple of times there, so yeah.
Yep, so Pepe,
He's a good little back pocket player, so he sort of stays on his man, all that type of stuff. And so we know about 50s in that that's what you need.
Yep.
Folksy.
New.
Played the practice game and very, very impressed.
And where was he previously?
He was down at Bayside Saints.
Oh, okay.
I met Folksy, his young bloke is about 28, and I met him down at the Clayton Junior Football Club when they were playing under nines. So a long time ago.
Okay.
Very, very good bloke. And he's a first year over 50, so he'll do it right off half back for us.
Yep.
Oldie in the centre half back.
Yeah, very solid. Always there,
yes.
Oldie. And Oldie's very sad this year, isn't he? Because of one of the rule changes.
Yes, the drop kick.
The drop kick's gone. So,
but he always tries to get the drop kick from centre half back. So I know he's a fair rooster of the footy, but to kick a drop kick about 70 metres, it ain't going to happen. So he's probably the league's probably saved him a little bit of grief about trying to do the drop kick.
Because if anyone ever marked 30 metres out, 20 metres out, that's what you heard from Oldie, wasn't it? Yeah. Just drop kick, drop kick.
So I don't know if he was calling the bloke a drop kick or.
Telling
him to actually try and do the drop kick. I don't know, mate. I think
he was encouraging him.
Was he?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I hope so. Yep.
Yeah, we want encouragement in the over 50s.
Captain.
The wing.
No, halfback
wing. Huggy.
Captain.
Huggy, yes. Huggy on the wing. He's our captain this year. So he's
great choice.
Yeah, I think so too. Hug's been down here since we brought the 50s down here. and I very rarely would miss a training session.
Always at training?
Yep.
Comes from some place.
Bales, which is halfway between Kurirup and Pakenham.
Yep.
And he brings his mate down, Bazza, who won the Kentucky Fried Chicken Award tonight.
Because so he looks like Colonel Sanders.
He does. Dead ringer. Yeah. Dead ringer for him. I love it. I do.
No, so Huggy's captain. That's great.
Yep. Yes, yeah. And, oh, sorry, we'll go back to fullback because Fitchy's co-captain too. So,
yes.
Yeah, so assistant. We've got Huggy. Huggy's captain, Fitzy, and Bear. Bear's the assistant. So, yeah, so they're quite happy about it. On the wing, we've got Dicko.
Dicko, back this year?
Yes.
After a year's rest?
Yes, he's been ticked off by his missus to play.
Because it was a demarcation dispute, wasn't it, last year?
Yes.
So yeah, the parties have come to terms?
They've signed a treaty, I think.
Does Dicko just sneak his boots into a bag and say I'm going out for a little while?
No. I've met his darling wife. She's a lovely lady. But I think if he did the old sneaky route that I'm going down to get 2 litres of milk and come home 2 hours later, I think she ain't that stupid.
He'd be found out. Okay.
And God forbid, and touch wood, that he never gets injured again. But if he did, I'd have to drop him off at home. That wouldn't be good.
No, you don't do that. Yep.
I'd drop him off around the corner and just run. The other wing. Oh, H.
New boy, new
yes,
blood.
Yes, yeah, loved it. Put him on the wing in the practice game and absolutely loved it. He burned up and down that wing. And he says, Daniel, he says, I like his running caper. I said, good, because you're going to get a bit of it this year, mate, I'm telling you.
He's a fit bugger.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and he's strong too.
He's strong. And he's got a good bit of rugby about him too, yes. So he'll scare people.
Oh, I think so too, which is a good thing too. So if H is going near the footy, he'll scare the shit out of the other player. We can just go pick the footy up and do a runner with it.
We can sneak into it. Yes, yep, no worries.
Well, we hope so anyway. Now,
in the middle,
Kenny.
Yep.
Is it Kenny?
Kenny yes.
Wilson from Bendigo. He rang me up today and he said everything's honky-dory from up that way, so he's coming down.
He's all keen. He'd rather play at Essendon, though, because it's closer to Bendigo than all the way across here.
No, see, he's not happy with Essendon either.
I think he got
a little bit of a... I think he got shafted up there too, because he was coming down and they'd only give him a quarter or whatever it was. And I figure if a bloke's driving from Bendigo, you give him every minute of the game that he wants to play.
Yeah, you'd think wouldn't you?
Yeah, so if he's driving from Bendigo, like some blokes won't even cross the road for a game of footy, but Kenny comes down from Bendigo, mate, and he could play for Williamstown, which he passes Williamstown, he passes Diamond Valley, he passes
Ascot Vale,
all those sides, but he keeps coming down to Carrow, mate. He loves it. Loves it. Yeah. See you, mate. Done, mate. Good luck.
Just a bit of a break. Matt's heading off, and I'll catch up with Matt at some stage.
And
so that's good. Kenny's coming down now. Half forwards.
There's
one person there that you should remember.
There's myself.
Yes, that's
myself.
Good.
Myself. Yes, I'll have a bit of a run around half forward flag. I don't want it down there. So, yep. But I might push up the ground a little bit too. So, and then we've got Joey Regolo. Is it Regolo?
Yeah, Regolo. Yeah.
Joey Regolo is going to play centre forward for us. I think other half forward flank.
New boy. Played in the practice game.
Yes.
Raking left foot.
Left footer. Something about left footers, they just look nice when they kick the footy.
Well, that's going a long way to describe Lynchy as looking nice.
No, I said his kicking style.
Oh, his kicking style's nice. Okay, well,
yes,
that's clarification.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Yep. Even if they shank it, there's just that thing about left footers, you go, not too bad. It's not a bad shank, mate.
Yes.
A right footer kicks, you go, mongrel.
Yeah, mongrel
kick.
It's that left foot swinging kick.
Yeah, just lovely. That little Buddy Franklin thing, it's just beautiful.
And I think Lynchy's been looking forward to playing 50s for about 5 years, I think.
Yes.
He plays a token game a few years ago with the Cowboys. Just to keep his numbers up.
He was
looking forward to 50s.
And he's been a trainer. He's
lost weight too over the last three or 4 years.
Mate, he will kill him if he just pushes up and we'll look at him. Forward pocket. I'm thinking Helmets in one,
yes. Helmet only played a quarter and a half last year.
But good quarter and a half.
Good quarter and a half. So if we can get two quarters, that's an improvement.
If we can get a quarter and a half, game and a half out of him, we'd be happy.
That'd be a start.
Georgie Neo, who's another new one.
Yep, Georgie's come from Bayside Saints.
They haven't got 50, so he's
the 45s is a bit
of a
stretch.
They've only got 45, so he's come down. The other forward pocket.
Jeff.
Oh, Jeffrey, Jeffrey done.
Jeff Dyer.
Yeah, Jeff will probably play forward pocket on the wing.
Yeah, he tends to roam.
Yeah, he does. You say, Jeff, forward pocket. Yeah, right. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, just see him off he goes. But he played a very good practice game. He played on ball and then went down to forward pocket and then I went into the middle and I look across on the wing and there's Jeff standing. I said, hey, Jeff, what are you doing? He goes, it's all right, Neil, I know what I'm doing.
Okay. Yeah, right. Leave it up to him.
And then actually, he did it right because he was coming straight into the centre, so he knows what he's doing.
He's a smart footballer.
Oh, very
so
much.
That's okay. He won't be roaming off and leaving his man standing by themselves, I don't think.
I hope not.
Well,
because it makes it a bit hard for the other blokes looking down the ground. He's thinking, where's Jeff gone? And he goes, oh, there he's over. He's about 30 metres away from his player.
Yeah, we don't
and
want that.
And Vladdy.
Big Vlad in the ruck.
Vlad, yes.
Didn't play the practice game because he had a hammy or thigh or something.
We've had him in cotton wool, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we've got to keep him for the game.
Good game. Good year last year, Vlad.
Oh, fantastic, yes.
And he got hurt a lot.
This is a bloke coming up to me at the start of the last season. He goes, I can't wait to play in the over 50s. I'll go out there, I'll do this, and I'll dominate. First game, black eye.
Black eye.
Broken nose.
Yeah. Poor Vlad copped it a few times last year.
But anyway, I think he'd be in for another fairly good year.
Yep.
And then we've got Tresher.
Yep.
Playing in the middle. And
another new boy.
Fozzo, yes. Yeah, we've got new people everywhere. So it's quite a very good side. And I think we've got a cast of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 12 blokes on the bench. So what I've said to him is that if you're not picked in the side, come down and either do the water, the flags. There's always something for you to do. Do the boundary. So you could do a quarter of the boundary. So you're going to keep your fitness up.
Yep.
And be involved. Instead of just sitting at home going, I haven't been picked in the side. And if you're not picked in the side this week, because I think we can do six on the bench. Yep. So there's six blokes going to be there. So do the water, the flags, do whatever. But be involved.
Mm.
And then you're not going to be missing it in the following week. Away we go, and then if you don't get a game this week, you get a game next week.
And it's highly unlikely we'll get through without an injury as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. So, and then I think the Smooey's unavailable the following game for a couple of weeks. He's going overseas. Yep. Damo's unavailable. Blokes are working. Blokes will get injured and all the rest of the stuff. And then it'll be too cold for some blokes. And
yeah, they'll disappear. And we need the numbers. So
we do. So you've got to try and keep everybody happy. So we'll just give and we'll just rotate. And if Essendon has given me the willies, I'll just rotate the whole 12.
That's right, we'll just keep pulling them up.
They won't even know, we'll just say, yeah.
We'll put three on and only take one off and see if they can work it out.
Oh, they probably would. We won't do that. But anyway, actually, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, I must be admitted, I'm looking forward to getting back out there on Sunday.
Me too.
Although the weather report is cold and rain.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be 27 Saturday or something.
Yeah, and then 19. Which is still probably quite warm. When we get in the middle of winter and it's going to be 12, we're going to be saying, oh, gee, I wish it was 19.
Yes.
But from 27 to 19, that's going to be a bit of a shock.
Yeah. Well, that half-forward flanker, was it Towners, was it?
Yep.
It might be, if it's dead set P and down, I might just coach from the box. Give one of those other 12 a go.
Give one of the 12 a go.
Yeah.
I've got my long sleeve, so I don't care.
Yeah, I'll wear my other one too.
Yeah.
No, but very good. No, thank you.
That's good.
So I reckon we'll do all right, mate.
Yeah, first up, as I said, I don't think we've ever beaten Essendon in any of the years, Supers and the Masters. I don't think we've beaten them in the 50s.
No, well, we've only played them once, when that was last year over at Windy Hill, and we only had 18 blokes.
Actually, we got close.
And that was the biggest thing. And then one of the other things that sort of peed me off about that game was that they had their 45.
Their Masters.
Their Masters playing. And they must have had a couple of old blokes playing in their Masters. And we came out at half time and they had a new centre player.
They did. They're the full centre. They tagged me.
Yeah.
And then they disappeared at three-quarter time to get ready for their Masters games.
And then that third quarter won them the game, because then they just shut it all down. And I think we only lost by...
It wasn't a couple of goals.
It wasn't that much.
No.
I just figured if that's the way you want to play, you know. So, and I think this is... Burnsy was saying that this might be the first time we played Essendon at Carrum. I think most of the times...
Oh, we might have played them once in the... Oh, no, I don't think we did. I don't think we ever played them here.
Yeah,
I think we always
played
them over the weird ground on the corner.
Yes,
that didn't have a fence and was shocking.
Yeah, so I think this is the first time we've ever played them here.
Mm.
And just like I said, at selection, I said I'm not too sure about how it all started with the Premier League and all the rest of stuff, but there's that little bit of byplay and about Carrum and Essendon, so I'm not too sure about where it all come from, but... The only game that we've ever played them is that we're basically running out with the jacket on and swapping on the field. So, and at the end of the day, it's over 50s footy.
Yeah, it's not the spirit of footy.
It's not. And we're all out there trying to have a kick and do all the rest of stuff. So, at the end of the day, they'll blatantly cheat, and I don't know why, because they had a cast of thousands on the bench too.
Exactly.
Like, they had about 10 blokes on the bench. So the roles are going to be reversed. Them coming here, and if they don't travel well, they won't come down here with 24, 25 blokes.
And good luck for them getting off the ground in the 50s at three-quarter time and rocking out in the Masters if they're playing the other side of town. They're not going to make it.
Exactly.
Even with CityLink, they're not going to make
it. No, so we'll, and we've got a good squad.
We've got
of players,
a good team.
And we have too, so we'll just rotate them and we'll just give everybody a good run of the footy, and then we'll go from there with a bit of luck. I'll talk to you in a fortnight.
In a couple of weeks, we've got a win on the board.
We hope so.
No worries. Oh, now, I'm going to send you off to grab Parksy.
I can do that.
Because Parksy's going to talk about the Masters and the Supers, because Steamer doesn't want to talk on radio. He's got a head for radio, but he hasn't got a voice for radio. So,
and he's not a good-looking bloke either. I'm telling you that. So not that I fancy him or nothing. He just ain't a good looker.
So we'll get a photo here.
Yep.
First photo of the year. And I'll go and find, if you can go find Parksy.
I'll find him. Yep.
There we go. Champion. We'll get Parksy down, and Parksy can talk about the right. Masters and the Supers. So I'll head you off to get Parksy. He's just standing behind you, and we'll go from there. So, yeah, we're all very excited about the coming year. Three games at home, Masters, or the 50s, then the Masters, then the Supers. And we've got new coaches. Foz has moved up to the 50s, so he's no longer coaching the Masters. So Steam is coaching the Masters this year. And after, I think, about 8 years at the helm, Peter's decided he just wants to be one of the players. And we've got a new senior coach in Parksy. And Parksy joins us now, right up to the microphone there, Parksy.
G'day.
Welcome to the radio. I don't think we've spoken to you on the radio before, have we? I don't think so.
I reckon I might have come on once.
Might have come off once.
Maybe with
year.
The other senior club. Yeah,
with the senior
with the
club.
Cowboys.
Yeah. So what we do is we usually get the Masters coach to talk, but Steamer ran away and didn't want to. So I said, we'll grab Parksy until we can find a Steamer replacement, because you're involved with both teams, the Masters and the Supers. And so we're sort of... So first up, Morty Alec.
Yep.
I think from memory, beat them a couple of times. Oh, I think we beat them once last year, and they might have beaten... No, we did play them once, and I think we did beat them.
Yeah, we did.
But because we've got the Martello Cup, so
it was
there's
the
always...
the Blue Ribbon Fundraiser Day.
That's right.
Last year.
That's right. So always good rivalry. It's probably the closest thing we get to a home game, with Morty Alec just being up the road.
Yep.
Selection issues? Lots of players, new players you don't know about. The first week's always going to be tricky, isn't it?
To be honest, I had my side picked in about 5 minutes.
Oh, and then you just give Steamer the rest and say, sort it out.
And the rest, we put all the magnets on Steamer's board and said, there you go.
And then you walk away. So do you want to start with your side or with Steamer's side?
I'll start with my side.
Start with yours. So I'll blow it up here so you can see it, because danger always runs away with the boards. And if you don't get a photo of it, you've got to go to Facebook and find it. So I grabbed a photo, and if you can read that.
Yep. So okay. The back line is Bruffy, Hugs and Butch.
Very strong.
With halfbacks Azar, Ash and Corey.
Ash being the new captain for the year.
Yes, that's right.
Previous years we've always sort of had a captain of the day, but this year we decided to put in official captain. So Ash is captain, and he's got a couple of assistant vice captains.
Yeah, Hammer, who's had a hand operation, so he's probably going to miss the first... Maybe two.
Maybe two, yeah.
Game.
He was saying he might get to round two. He's not sure, yep.
Yeah, and Rocket.
And
he's
Rocket.
Our other vice-captain.
Last year he was AP medalist, so very well-deserved. Yep.
So the halfback line is Azar, Ash and a new bloke, Corey, who's come from Bayside.
Oh, okay. From Bayside or Supers or Masters
Bayside
last year.
Bayside Supers, yep. Looks the goods.
Yes, from what I've seen out there, knows how to play.
Pretty intense at training.
Yes, he gets. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Because not all are intense.
That's right. Our centre line is Ross and Bryce are our two wings.
Yeah,
and
very
thrown,
fast.
Throwing Heater back in the centre.
Oh, he'll enjoy that. I think Heater will play better and not having to worry about who he's going to take on or off or what's happening. So I think he might say Heater of the days of old.
Looking forward to seeing him have a crack in the guts again.
Yep.
We've got Slash, Lighty and George across the half forward line.
Yep. I think Lighty's away at the moment at Wye River or something.
Yeah, he's down
to Facebook.
Wye River with Tim.
And do you think Lighty actually played in the Traralgon Pro-Am?
Really?
Over the last weekend or early this week, he finished top 10 or something.
Yeah,
so
I can believe that. I played with him in our game.
That when we had the Cowboy game. He knows how to hit a ball, Lighty.
It was nice to watch.
He's thin as a rake, but belts at a mile.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think you got him once or twice.
Maybe 1 metre behind
him. That's good enough. We'll take that.
Our forward line is Shorey, Aussie at full forward, and myself in the other pocket.
Now, Shorey come up okay. Shorey copped the balls fair and square in the face in our practice game on Wednesday. Nothing broken or anything, just
shock? He's away down in Apollo Bay at the moment.
Oh, okay, yep.
I've been in contact with him, and he's right to go.
Oh, good.
I'll probably end up playing a bit higher up there with Lighty.
Yep.
And we'll leave Aussie just two out down there in the forward line.
And I'll back Aussie two outs, like backing Dusty Martin one-on-one. Yep.
You won't have too many problems down there. Tunners has put his hand up to ruck this year.
Ooh.
He's looking fit as a fiddle.
Yeah, and he played well in the practice game.
Yeah, he went really well in the intra-club. Yep.
Who's that, Rocket?
Rocket and Hanksy, who may not be available much after this week, but he also played the intra-club and looked the goods.
Because he's still playing a Saturday somewhere?
Keysborough, possibly.
Keysborough, yeah. Because he played one or two games, I think, last year. Maybe one. I think he played one or two games last year, but
right.
Knows what to do.
Yeah, he looked pretty.
Looked pretty good.
Pretty efficient with it. And the bench, we've got three new guys that haven't played for the club before.
Yep.
Chris is the big bloke that's apparently a Commonwealth Games runner.
Oh, okay. So put him on
and
the wing
that's
somewhere.
Purely why he's in the side.
Yeah. Well,
you want a guy that can just run all day.
Well, that's what you do these days. You pick athletes and turn them into footballers, but I don't think that always works.
No, that's right. We'll see how we go.
Yep.
Mick Heath is another first timer for the Cowboys.
Again, put a good in during the intra club during the week.
Thought he did really well. Yep. So look forward to seeing him play. We've got Hollywood.
Yep.
And another guy who has never actually played a game of football in his life.
Ooh.
Marty.
Okay.
He's about 6'3". And he's a triathlete.
Oh, okay, so again. So,
same thing. He's going to be our backup ruckman. Maybe put him on a wing and just run the length of the ground. No one will be able to keep up with him.
So our fitness is strong on the bench?
I think so, yeah.
And we might rotate early depending on the pre-seeds of the other guys.
I reckon we've got a pretty good side. Give us a chance to have a look at those new guys and we'll go from there.
That's okay, that's good. Now, if we go back here to the Masters. As you said, you just gave heat to the board and said, work with that.
That's it. So we've got Jason Deason for his first game with the Cowboys in the back line.
He's from the senior footy club, isn't he?
Come out of the seniors, yep. Former president there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Forbes, the prez at fullback.
Yep. Oh, great year last year, Stevie.
Yeah,
great year last year.
And Kenny in the other pocket.
Yep.
We've got Matty Ray, Super Coops, and Ray Sheldrick, our half back line.
Well, strong half back line there, yep.
We've got Vinny Joffa and Chris Q.
Right.
Across our centre line.
Gee, Vinny's going to be a long way from goals. My tip is Vinny's going to just wander down a little bit forward.
He might make his way down there.
He might
quietly.
Just sneak down there. Yep.
Marshall is also in for his first game at the club. He has not played since under 15s.
Oh, gee, that's a long break given that it's 35s.
That's right. He's had 2 weeks of wrangling with his wife because she had him booked in to... what was it? One of the kids' shows, one of the kids' cartoons.
Yeah.
She had him booked into a concert in the city for their daughter's fourth birthday.
Oh, so like the Wiggles or something.
Something like that.
Oh, and he's pulled the pin.
And he's... Nah, he's...
Got a leave pass?
He's got a leave pass. Apparently it's a 4-day birthday celebration, so he reckons he's off the hook.
Oh, that's okay. He'll
looking
catch
forward
up.
To his first game.
Yep, okay.
We've got Morty at centre forward.
Yep.
And Danger on the forward flank.
Danger on the forward flank, our great property steward that gets everything done here.
That's it. We've got the Meerkat, Nashy and Chiz across our forward line.
Ooh, got two small pockets.
That's right.
Yep.
They'll have to battle when Vinny tries to make his way down there.
Yeah. Fence him out.
Okay.
Yep.
Manu is keen on playing Masters all year. He's going to be a very handy ruckman.
He is. Manu's over the years, when he first came down, he's a bit elbows and legs and arms everywhere, but he's starting to learn how to play, and he's a big guy.
He looks all right. He's been working hard over the pre-season.
And he's got a bit of a fear factor. If you're facing him, you're going to go, oh, gee, what's this guy going to do to me?
You don't want to get tackled by him.
No, none of the Kiwi boys you want to get tackled by.
No, and following Manu, we've got Rowdy and Frank in the guts. And a bench from... Bigsy, Hazel, Steve Bernard is a new guy that rocked up to the intra club.
Yep.
His older brother is a premiership player down here in 94.
Oh, okay, yep.
So he's been around. I reckon he might have played here up to under 18 level.
Mm-hmm.
Joffa Package, who we're not sure about with his hammy.
Yeah, because I didn't see him tonight. I don't think he was here, was he?
No, and he was favouring his other side last week.
So okay, yep.
That's how he goes. Farmer.
He's a new boy.
He called me last week. I used to play with him at Bomb Beach.
Okay.
He'll be a very handy backup ruckman and a real good team man. He'll be the guy that does all the one percenters.
Okay, and he's very intense out there on the training, I
he
noticed
is
tonight
pretty
too.
Intense, yeah. So guys will see that on Sunday.
Yep.
Tim Steamboat put his hand up to start on the bench just to get guys a start. And Paddy.
Paddy, okay. So, again, good depth, plenty of numbers, which we need because casualties are high usually during the year. They're coming. So hopefully we'll get three wins to kick off the year as in the best way possible. So
I think we're in a pretty good position. We've been training consistently 2 days a week.
Yeah, numbers have been good too.
I feel like we're pretty fit.
Yep.
And everyone's looking forward to getting out there.
We just hope it's not too cold and too wet when they say 19 and rainy.
Yeah, that might even things up a bit. But I reckon we're a good chance to start off with a win.
We won't know. Okay, thanks, Parksy. We'll see you again during the year, and hopefully we can find a replacement for Steamer to go through the Masters as the year progresses. Now, Marcus is going to get a photo of us here, so we put our best smiley faces on for the camera here. All good?
Beauty.
So thanks Parksy. All the best for the year.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks. Well, that wraps it up for the year. There's not the usual chat that Pi and I might have about what's happening in Carrum. Pi's usually got his finger in the pie about something going on. Certainly the redevelopment of the sports club here is high on the agenda, hopefully with council and with Pi's involvement there. So we'll probably get an update from him in 2 weeks, assuming he'll be back on deck. I don't think we're going to be calling the game. We might. Oh, no, I think it's going to be too hard to call the game on Sunday, because Pi usually does all that and he's still going to be away. So the next time we'll talk to you will be in 2 weeks' time before the second round, when hopefully we can tell you that the Cowboys had 3 wins and hopefully we can play the Cowboys song, because Pi has that on his phone and, as I said, he's not here. So with that in mind, I will wish you all a good evening and best wishes from the Cowboys, and just remember the Pat Cronin Foundation. Cheers. See you all in a couple of weeks. Bye.